Hi, everyone. So my name is Ana Belén Gallego, and I'm going to be talking about... I'm going to be talking about psychological flexibility, what it is, and how can we increase it. So we have been conducting an experiment here at the university. I'm going to be talking about this experiment, and I'm going to be saying about some kind of tips that we can do in interactions with the students that we can use to increase psychological flexibility. So as Raymond has been talking about it, psychological flexibility is the ability of being in contact with whatever we are feeling in the moment and to change behavior or persist in behavior if that is something that matters to us. So it's the ability of make room to thoughts and feelings that might be uncomfortable for us and still do things that are important for us in the moment, whatever is that. It may be that you are speaking in front of others and you might be feeling a bit anxious. You might have some thoughts that come up in the moment, but still make room to them and engage in giving the speech if that is the important thing for you in that moment. So a person who is psychologically flexible will be able to make room to the thoughts and feelings that are uncomfortable. And we know that psychological flexibility is connected with well-being. We also know that it's connected with better performance at a job and also with chronic pain management, with depression, with anxiety. And in our experiment, we have also seen that it's connected with public speaking anxiety. So we have an agreement with the Language Center of this university. So we have an agreement with the Language Center of this university, and we are offering this experiment to those courses that aim for public speaking anxiety and for better communication skills. And our participants are instructed to give a speech in front of a camera, in front of a big audience. And after that, we give them some instructions that are focus on diffusion. It's a process that it aims to take perspective of your own thoughts and feelings that might be uncomfortable. And after that, participants are still instructed, are again instructed to give another speech in front of the camera. So we want to see how this process of diffusion works. And we are able to see all the time the physiological activation because we are also measuring the heartbeat and the skin conductance, so how much they are sweating. And we are able to see them all the time on the camera. So it's very interesting because some participants were reporting that they were not very anxious, but we were seeing that they were very activated in the moment. And that's one of the things that we found it in our results, that people, it doesn't correlate one thing with the other, that you may be feeling very activated but not being anxious. So some people understand is how you understand that activation. You might understand that, oh, this is something that might help me. And actually many actors understand it that way. But some other people understand it in a way that, oh, this is anxiety or this is something bad that I don't want to feel. So if, for example, one person is in an interpersonal conflict, your body might react as a demand for energy. So... if you think that you are a person who is brave, you might understand this activation as something that might help you. But if you understand that this is something that, if you understand that this is that you are a coward, you might understand this activation as anxiety and fear. So as we said, we saw also that psychological flexibility is connected with public speaking anxiety, and we also saw that openness to your own experiences is a very important skill. So here we have the example of one student that might have the thought, I'm feeling really anxious. I should start doing this tomorrow. For example, if the person is writing a thesis, I should start tomorrow. So here is a functional analysis of that behavior. So the situation is that you are writing a thesis. You might have the thought that I'm feeling anxious. You might be feeling anxious. And then the behavior... a flexible behavior will imply to still sit down and start writing your thesis. In the moment, you might feel anxious, you might feel uncomfortable, but then in the long run, you might be feeding something that is really important to you. An inflexible behavior in the same example, but an inflexible behavior might be to watch Netflix in the moment that you are having, you are starting to write your thesis, and then you have this, oh, I feel really anxious. Then you say, okay, I will watch Netflix or going through Facebook or Instagram. In the moment, you might not feel that uncomfortable, but then you are not really doing what matters to you, what is important for you in that moment. So how can we help students to shape psychological flexibility with small interactions? One important piece is to normalize anxiety. So anxiety is a common human experience. Just because we are humans, we might be feeling anxiety at certain times. It's normal to feel, so one of the sentences that you can see, it is normal to feel this way in certain situations. Anxiety is a common human experience. Every of us might feel it in specific times. Also, take perspective of that thought. For example, the thought of, I am not good enough. Yes, I also have sometimes the thought that I am not good enough. So is me and not being enough, it might be at the beginning entangled, but then it is a thought. You are having the thought that you are not good enough. Can you notice that you are having the thought that you are not good enough? So you are already taking perspective on that. And also, we can transform the functions of anxiety, because anxiety can be also that something that teaches us something important. And, for example, you can say, feeling anxiety might mean that there is something important for you in this situation. How about if anxiety is not your enemy, but how about if it's your friend? And we welcome friends already. We are open to our friends. So I hope this has been useful for you.